I'm only being honest. Written and read by Jeremy Kyle. I know what lots of people think. Just who does Jeremy Kyle think he is? What gives him the right to go around shouting his mouth off at people, telling them how to live their lives? Sitting up there in his ivory tower with a flash car and a celebrity salary, how could he possibly have any idea of what life is really like for those poor people crying out for help? What possible connection could he have with any of the struggling families that appear on the show? He's never been in their shoes, never had to deal with the problems that they face. So how could he have the very first idea about what they might need to do to turn their lives around? I bet that Jeremy Kyle doesn't even care. I've heard it before, and no doubt I'll hear it again. And here's the truth. I try and give each person I meet on the show the self-same opportunity to improve their lives. I realise it might not always seem to be the case, but at the first time of meeting a guest, I care about them and their problems. And moreover, I care passionately about the help we can offer them. I can't pretend to have liked everyone I've met during filming. Plenty have turned my stomach. But that is not to say that I don't feel concern about any of the guests, because I do. I've not yet experienced a day of filming on the Jeremy Kyle show during which someone's story, personality, ability to cope or determination to move forward has failed to touch or inspire me in some way. I am not the stone-hearted bully so many cast me as, but neither am I someone prepared to suffer the soft excuses so many offer up for their own personal failings. Honesty is a quality I hold in high regard, and when I know it is being withheld, I tend to react. The vast majority of my detractors see me as someone who takes great delight in belittling the people I meet each day. As long as my name remains on the wall and the audiences still cheer me on, everything's A-OK with Jeremy, isn't it? It amazes me that people think that my sole purpose in life is to publicly prey on vulnerable people, goading them in front of the cameras for my own gratification and in the chase for higher TV ratings. The reality is quite different. I don't trawl the country searching for disadvantaged minorities to pick on. The simple truth is that I'm asked to speak honestly to increasing numbers of this country's rank and file who come onto my show looking for the help they say they can't access anywhere else. Whether you believe it or not, Britain is awash with a large number of people who just aren't equipped to cope with the myriad social problems that are sweeping our society. I can't help but fear for the health of this country, if what I see played out before me each and every day is a true indicator of what life is like for so many of our compatriots. But here's the good news. Most individuals have it in them to turn their lives around, and equally, this country has all the talent it needs to shape a better future for itself. However, in order for that to happen, all of us, as individuals and as communities, will have to take on the hard work that the rebuilding will require, and we have to start now. The only request I ever make to my guests before they come on my show is that they be honest with me. Now the time has come for me to be honest with you. So look at me. My name is Jeremy Kyle and I'm a twice-married recovering gambling addict. I'm an obsessive compulsive. My name is Jeremy Kyle and some say I'm one of the most hated men in Great Britain. My critics say that I'm a pernicious presence on our television screens, and that I am the one most to blame for all that has gone wrong since the United Kingdom started selling itself short. But since starting the show 3.5 years ago, the people of this country have come to me in their droves to help them turn their lives around. It's a great honour, and incredibly humbling, that so many have seen fit to put their trust in me. As to how I dispense that help, I have a great belief in a plain-speaking directness calculated to get the message through to even the most unreceptive of listeners. I readily concede that from time to time I've gone over the top, when my emotions have got the better of me. I can be brutal, confrontational, and pretty unforgiving, and I make no apologies for being curt or to the point. I've never been one to sugar the pill. If people aren't forced to confront the realities, the seeds are sown for problems to grow and worsen. The more people I meet through my job, the more I become convinced that this country, and far too many of its citizens, need one almighty kick up the backside. I call it as I see it. My name is Jeremy Kyle, and I'm only being honest. I'm not a qualified counsellor. I have no real personal experience of many of the addictions that keep a boot on the throat of so many.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?